We are going to be learning Simen Tov Lamed Hey. We're going to see in this Simen that if one forgets to do the Bdika, for some reason did not do the Bdika on Leil Yudalit, when he's supposed to do Bdika, there are three other possibilities, three different other time periods where Bdika can be done. The Mechava says, Leibodak B'Leil Yudalit. If he didn't do the Bdika on Leil Yudalit, Yivdoik B'Yoim Yudalit. The next possible time for Bdika is, of course, the next morning. The Bdika should be done on the morning of Yudalit as soon as he remembers. This is a full Bdika with all the dinim of the Bdika's chametz, including L'Or HaNer, a candle should be used. He should be Bodik in all cracks and crevices. And it should, of course, be followed by a Bittel. Providing that is not yet Zman Iser, in which case a Bittel cannot be done. The second time period is during Pesach itself. And that's the Mechaber says, Lebodek kol yoim yudalit, if he still did not do Bdika, Yivdek Pesach HaPesach. Then the Bdika is done actually on Pesach, which means that although you were already Mevatel, like everybody else was, on Erev Pesach, you still now are doing on Pesach a Bdika. Mr. Brewer, the Shaar Tzion, asks, so why? If you did a Bittel, so you are mafker all your chametz, you own no chametz, and there is therefore no Isur Deraisa of Bal Yirah. Why is there a Chiv to do Bdika? The answer is that as long as there still exists a situation of Shema Yovel Oichla, where you might accidentally come to eat chametz, the Chazal obligate you to do Bdika. And this is a bdika with this is a regular chiyuv bdika with a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that let's say you did do a bdika and a bittel erev Pesach as you were supposed to do, and now it comes Pesach and you find chametz on Pesach. In this case, it is questionable whether you would make a bracha al bir chametz on this chametz, since the bracha was already made. It possibly may already be chal on any other bir chametz done during Pesach. And we're now discussing the second time period, which is you are being boidik your chametz on Pesach itself, on the yontif of Pesach itself. Now, does this include the day of yontif, or we're talking here about chal hamoed? Why? Because on yontif, what's the point of being boidik? You can't really accomplish anything, because even if you do find the chametz, it's muksa, and you can't burn it you won't be able to burn it on yontif. So is there any point of being boidik on yontif itself? The Mishnah Berurah brings, it's actually a big machlekes, rishonim v'achronim, as to what to do in this situation. He, however, then brings a pre-chodesh. And the Pichodesh is Machriya as follows. That, now, it depends. If you did Bittel before Pesach, then the halacha is that you should not be Boidik on Yontif. Because, as we mentioned before, because even if you did find it, the Chametz on Yontif, there's nothing to do about it. All you do is cover it up and wait till after Yontif. So, assuming you did your bittel, no bedika will be done on the yontiv itself, only on chol hamoed. However, if you are somebody that forgot to do bittel, you did not do the bittel erev Pesach, so then this shayla we're discussing now as to whether or not you will be boidik on Pesach, it really depends on a different machlokes that we are going to see in Simen Tov Mem Vav. And that is as follows. Some hold that even though it may be an Isur Midin Rabbanan to move chametz, which is of course muksa, but since you were not mevatel, and if you didn't do bittel, that means if you now find chametz on Pesach, you will be over an Isur Deraisa of Bal Yirah on Pesach. Therefore, we say that the Isur Deraisa is doiche the Isur de Rabbanan, and you can take the chametz and dispose of it. For the same reason, the halachas would be, says the Shaar Tzion, in our Shaila, the halacha would be that you would be boidik on the yontif of Pesach itself if you did not do a bittul. But according to those who hold that you will never touch the chametz during yontif, even if you didn't do a bittul, there's an isur muksa, and that isur muksa does not go away. You therefore, again, in this case, where you did not do a bittul, you will again have no reason to be boidik. And therefore, according to that opinion, you would not be boidik. That's the second case. The Mechaver now brings the third Zman. What happens in loy boidik b'teicha Pesach? So then, yivdoik la'achra Pesach. So after the yontif is over, there's actually still a mitzvah to do b'dika. Why? Here, there certainly is no Bal Yirah, there's no more Pesach. Kadesh lo yikoshel b'chometz she'ovar olav ha'pesach shehu osur b'hano. Since any chametz that remained in your possession on Pesach is completely asur, Chazal therefore require you to go ahead and search and determine which is the chametz in your house that is asur b'hano. Va'al b'dika shel achar Pesach, there the halacha is lo yivorech. This third type of b'dika is not the same b'dika we've discussed till now. It is not the same takana of b'dika's chametz. It is different takana just to differentiate between chametz of isur hana and chametz which is mutter, and therefore no bracha should be made. The Mishnah Berurah brings in this siman here an interesting shaila from the Chayk Yaakov. He says like this: Lo aleinu, somebody died erev Pesach before he was able to be mevarer his chametz. He still owns chametz as of erev Pesach. What's the halacha? Do the yorshim need to be boidik this house? So the answer is, according to the Chayk Yaakov, that here we apply the concept in the Gemara, ein adam mayush iser the bray. In other words, now since the halacha is that it is completely forbidden to have any benefit from chametz on Pesach, so therefore this chametz is halachically not going to be considered a legal possession, which could be transferred through Yerusha. And therefore the children are not yorish this chametz and have no obligation regarding the beer of this chametz. Others disagree. They say that the yorshim would have to do a bdika, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that everybody would agree that if the case is that these yorshim are actually using the home deceased on Pesach, since they are using it, they're mishtamish with it. In the room, there is an obligation to be boidik, that room or house that they're using, because again, we apply the rule that we're concerned, dilma osil mechamine, that one might accidentally eat chametz on Pesach.